The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's touch table on some football. David will provide some music. We got a lot of college football to talk about, including a playoff bracket. Oh, exciting. David.
Well, it is the college football
playoff bracket.
Okay.
Mike.
All right, go ahead.
They gave us week two of what the rankings would be. So we're going to go over the fictitious games if they were to be played.
And whether I give a bleep.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The Mike Vellini, do I give a damn meter?
Go ahead. This is all an exercise, people, to figure out if the 12-team playoff will actually serve the purpose that Rico said it would serve.
So, at number 9, Notre Dame will be traveling to Tennessee.
Love it. Big brands, helmet game, Rocky Top. One problem. The total on that game might be 6. As in 6 points. Those are two offenses. You can't have a functional passing game between them.
That's the first thing I said behind the glass. Like, you're right. The brands, yes, but the game?
Over under 37.5.
Unless Notre Dame treats Tennessee like a military academy.
Maybe. But again, helmet game, tradition, non-traditional opponent, and a play. Like, if that were a real game, that's something like, I haven't gone on my college football trip. That might be one where I'd be like, you know what? F it. Let's roll.
Funny you say that, because there's one that I think
okay
we should do.
But that's a thumbs up. I would watch that.
Yeah. Okay. Next game.
Okay.
We're traveling to Columbus. Number 5, the Ohio State Buckeyes hosting Boise State.
Out. That's a murder. They would need homicide chalk. No interest. None. Boise State can't stop a nosebleed. The only way they beat you, they try to sack you. That ain't going to work against OSU. And second of all, Ashton Gentry, guys, A, he hadn't been the same since he blew his arm out against UNLV. Now he's wearing the J.J. Watt fashion sleeve. And they don't look – Boise doesn't look impressive enough. They were ratty against Nevada. It's another one. I'm going to say no to that game for me.
I'm going to be honest, and it will never happen, but if it was in Boise State, I would be interested to see Ohio State on that blue turf.
Well, that's different.
But it's never going to happen, so no, I'm good.
No, it's not. Michael, can I interest you in a road trip?
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's talk about it.
Let's head and drive down to Bloomington, Indiana. Number 7, Indiana, hosting Alabama.
In. And I would dress up as an elephant. In. In. I got to scout the New York Giants' future quarterback, Jalen Milroe. No, I would do that because, A, non-traditional place. The place would be electric. Bloomington, I've been to. I've been to The Rock before. Great tailgating.
Really?
Fun. Yeah, I have.
See, if you would have put that up on a board, that's one that I would have been like, Mike's not going to waste his time at Indiana.
I got bad news for you. It's approaching 20 years.
Okay.
I went and saw Drew Stanton play
there. All right. You know what? You were young.
Yes.
Mistakes were made.
Yeah, we did lots of road trips. But yes, I would do that because it's a chance to see Bama play live and then see all the idiot Hoosiers go home sad.
Yes, I would be interested in it, but let me give you what would happen. They would move the game to Indianapolis because of the whole rule of hotels and all of this other stuff.
I don't think they would.
Yes, they would.
I don't think they would move that game. If that's the case, if I'm Indiana, I would just opt out and say I don't want to be in the playoffs.
That would be my fear because of what they talked about.
I think you're just trying to create something, David. You're being a problem.
That's what they said.
No, well, let's hope that the Colts will be playing a game that weekend.
I agree. Next.
Here's another road trip game. We're going to call this one the Spider-Man meme. We're headed to Happy Valley.
No, we're not.
Penn State will be hosting Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss.
Ugh.
The Spider-Man meme. Who can gag this game away?
You can't say that a week after Lane.
Okay, you know what? You're right.
Lane just sexed up Georgia. You can't do that.
Unless it's just the theory that a broken clock is right twice a day.
I would watch it. Let's go with the real theme of is this exciting to you? Yes. Now, if that game's at night and it's a playoff whiteout, mama.
I couldn't interest you in a trip?
No. Happy Valley's miserable.
So you'd watch it, but just not go.
Tulane Road, weird place, culty. Yeah, no, I have no interest.
It is weird.
And you can keep your ice cream. Overrated.
It is weird. I didn't get the ice cream.
Listen, you were too busy sashaying around tailgates. Go ahead.
No. I know.
My name's Rico. I have a man bag.
No, I don't, Mike.
You
I have
do.
To carry equipment and stuff.
It's a fashion bag. People, you haven't lived until Rico rolls up to your tailgate. Go ahead. Next game. These are real matchups.
All right. So let's go back to Notre Dame, Tennessee. Who would win that game?
Notre Dame.
Okay. Notre Dame in a neutral site against Oregon.
No. I think Notre Dame would get steamrolled. That's a bad game. You got to take on Oregon with no passing game. And I don't care how good your defense is against broke bleep offenses. You're going to face an Oregon team that's built different. Neutral site? Mm-hmm. No. Out.
Yeah, that's a helmet game. I love that matchup.
Seeing
it on the field. But you're right. The game itself will probably be like, no.
Might be able to turn that one off at halftime.
Now, this falls in the system is not a system. Because last night, the College Football Playoff Committee just confused everybody. Ohio State was like ranked higher, but because they didn't win the Big Ten, they put in a lower bracket. But you would get the Buckeyes, because I'm assuming the Buckeyes would be Boise State. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Playing Miami on a neutral site.
Love it. Be 100 points scored in that game. Television delight, all in. And a rematch of the 0-1 championship game where Miami got absolutely screwed on a hokey PI.
You mean the flag that came 15 seconds later?
Oh, that'd be correct. That thing was later than a Blaha touchdown MSU.
Guys, if you don't remember that game, literally Miami was celebrating on the field. The game was over, and they stopped all the players and said, wait, there's a flag.
I love it. Yes, all in.
Yeah, that's a great matchup right there. Ohio State wouldn't have to worry about the trenches. Just throw the ball up and down the field.
Total set at 68.5. Would be a fun game in.
Indiana-Bama, are we going, who's winning that game, Bama?
Bama, come on now.
Yeah,
Bama. Okay, Bama?
In Indianapolis.
Well, we get the rematch. Alabama, Texas, neutral site.
All right.
Uh-uh.
I mean, what's wrong?
Because Bama would get destroyed.
I don't know about destroyed, but Texas
they
wins.
They would lose, yes.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It doesn't have the sizzle it had last year in Tuscaloosa. That was something new, different, just saw it. Fine enough, I'd watch it. I'm not going to lie to you and say no. Texas wins that game.
And in the free square category, yeah. Ole Miss, Penn State, who do we have winning that game?
On principle, I got to say Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
Because I want James Franklin to fight a fan at half. Well, like, you know how they do the scholarship kick at the end of the third? I want him to put an octagon out there and have Franklin versus a drunk student.
Well, would Ole Miss then get advanced to the semifinal because Ole Miss would play BYU in a neutral site game.
Oh,
I would pay so much money for Ole Miss to beat those overgrown 35-year-olds with three kids like a drum. Just, yes, Ole Miss by a zillion over those frauds.
Yeah, they would. BYU, ugh. Can we get Colorado, please?
It's just based off of last night. Yes, it's like
Lane
in my
Kiffin
opinion,
versus Prime. Oh, my God, is that theater? Yeah.
Oh, Joel Klatt, Gus, Patna.
Please.
And the All-American girl.
Nope.
This last question before we finish, David, if you could swing the mic over to Kenny Cott. Kenny, as of last night, Georgia was not in.
Yep.
As a Georgia fan who's you've won national titles, what's your level of interest in any of these games if Georgia does not make the playoffs?
I mean, I love college football, so the helmet games are probably the ones that get me. I'll still be watching. I'll still have interest. It'll just be like with that sadness deep inside of me that I'll be watching.
I remember how hurt you were last year. To see that this is going to be extended for weeks.
Yeah, this one will probably, at the beginning, I'll be resentful and spite watching it because Georgia not being in an expanded playoff is painful to watch. But yeah, I'll still have interest.
Will you be watching the Georgia bowl game or would you just not give a damn?
Background noise.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice sport.
All right. That's your college football playoff week two bracket blitz 97-1.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so Rico and David have said, oh, we've got a very special question for you in the 4 o'clock. I don't like surprises. I've been waiting for this all day. So what the hell is it you need? How can I assist?
We've been waiting all day.
Right.
For Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. Technically waiting all day for 6 o'clock. But go ahead. What do you want to know? What do you want to do here?
It hurts my feelings, man. I enjoy spending
time. It's not a you thing. It's more of an all of this thing.
I took it personal.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Cry about it. What do you want to do?
Mike, here's a question for you.
Okay.
We talked Michigan yesterday. You wanted to talk Michigan State. I was like, hold on. We're going to give them.
Oh, that's what this is.
Okay. We're going to give them equal time where you can, we can ask the listeners and we can ask you a question.
All right. Let me hear it.
So Michigan State head coach Jonathan Smith said on Monday, hey, we're excited about the opportunity this month. We've got three games in front of us. At Illinois, Purdue at home, Rutgers at home. They understand we've got a lot to play for this month, so I think they're going to be excited for that. I'm going to ask you this question, Mike. With three games left, you and the listeners, 248-539-9797, three games left for Michigan State, what does progress look like? Right now, 4 wins, 5 losses. The bowl carrot is still ahead of them, and it's obtainable. What does progress look like? What does success for a four-win team currently at Illinois, which they're 2.5-point underdogs, Purdue on a Friday night, I know you'll be there, and then Rutgers to end the season? What does progress look like?
This is easy for me. Win all three. There's no excuse. Illinois blows. Purdue's firing their coach. They're putting out emails to students saying, don't say mean things about the program. They're sitting there at 1-9. And Rutgers is ass. Win all three. Look, here's my thing. The winning would be the only thing they have, because I have never felt there's no juice with this program. Nothing. It's like the Kremlin. You can't get nothing out of nothing. You wouldn't know if Jonathan Smith's alive. They're not recruiting worth a word I can't say. There's no grand, oh, have you seen the artist renderings for the stadium? There's none of that. There's no, hey, we are going to do a $20 million fundraise for NIL. We got donors. They'll dollar match up to $10 million. We're calling it Spartans Balls Deep or something. Like, there's nothing. There's nothing. There's no juice. So the only thing I have left is they got to win all three of these games.
3-0. That's it.
That's the only thing. Okay. Anything. Because remember what I said to you to start the year. 7-5, or you can go back to Oregon. It's ridiculous. Look at these three games. How could I tolerate a loss to any of these teams? They're all trash. We already handed away the BC game. And frankly, look, I'm not going to say we gave away the Michigan game. I just thought it was there for the taking. We didn't play well enough.
They didn't capitalize.
But my whole point is, I'm done with that. The season, it's what? What am I holding up? A win against Iowa? That's going to be my trophy? They got to win the last three games to make me feel decent about things, so I can go into the holiday season and pray to God that this recruiting thing is just a bad simulation. I don't know. Their recruiting looks like an auto draft at a fantasy football convention. Bob, why you got seven kickers? I don't know what we're doing.
I was late. I didn't show up.
Right, we're getting out-recruited by Cincinnati and South Florida. So for me, it's 3-0. So I'll take the slander. But understand, the 3-0 is not just about, hey, they need to get to 7 like I wanted in the preseason. It's because if I have a pie graph of juice of Michigan State football, there's no pie. There's nothing surrounding this program. I'm speechless because I love Jonathan Smith as a football coach. I saw what he did at Oregon State. I am the loser who liked the turnover chainsaw. But this is like, bro, are you here? Are you awake? Do you recognize you're not in Corvallis? This is the deep end of the pool.
It is a rather weird honeymoon period where, yeah, it kind of feels like a first date where you're just trying to sit and figure out what's going on, and it's a lot of awkward moments. Like, so you like pizza?
3-0. It's the only thing. Now, I'd love to hear your answer. David can comment. I don't care. I'd love to hear from the people. But let's face it, Michigan State football, when they play this way, if you get 5 calls out of this, you get free lunch for me.
Another free lunch?
Bro, I'm just saying. No. There's no grand, like, NIL thing to be excited about. There's no grand stadium innovation. There's no recruiting juice. There's just Stugatz. Nothing.
I'm with you. If you want to see real progress, you go 3-0.
Yes.
You want to see real progress, you go on the road to Illinois, which is a game that Vegas is saying you should win, because the only advantage Illinois has is it's being played in Champaign.
You can't lose to a guy who wears a duvet cover as a quarter zip. Cannot.
You finish 7-5. You get the extra practices. You kind of can help out your quarterback and help out your young players. And you get yourself out of the quagmire that would be the bowl game in downtown Detroit.
So you're
Detroit.
Trino.
Yes.
Okay, David, from aloft your ivory tower of U of M football, go ahead.
Yeah, looking at the rest of the slate, you got to win all three. You have to win all three. There's no challenge in the last three games with Illinois, Purdue, And I cannot remember the last game. Rutgers.
Mm-hmm. Because you're not supposed to.
You can't lose any of those games. So three. Yeah. Have to win all three.
Because here's the thing. I said 7-5 is what I wanted to see. 6-6. Okay, you made a bowl game. But if you lost one of these games.
It's 6-6 and you played Prairie View and Purdue.
And that's what
that's
I was gonna
really
say.
Four
and that's what I was gonna say. One of those wins was a Prairie View win. So yeah. You need to go out there and you need to do something not expected. And you need to go out there and show me, coming off of another bye week. I would love to see what happened, like when you came off the bye week and you played Iowa and you shocked the world, like, wait a minute. Maybe this team's going to be different. And
look, for all the concerns that Michigan fans had about Sharon Moore, I'll be candid with you. My concern with Jonathan Smith today is the only concern I had when he was hired. I told you, I respect what he's done as a coach, winning at a hard place. And I think he's got great schemes. I have no problem with kind of who he is and how he operates. I said my fear, he don't know nothing about this place. And he's never had to recruit against the big boys. At Oregon State, you're not recruiting against Oregon. You're not recruiting against USC.
Oh. I mean, I figure in state you were going up against Oregon.
No. Pull up Corvallis on a map. You're recruiting against cows, horses, and donkeys. It's just, it doesn't work that way. So, like, coming here, yeah, it's Notre Dame, Ohio State, Michigan, it's Iowa, it's Kentucky, it's all these programs. It's all these teams from two conferences. He's not recruiting. He's got no personality whatsoever. There's no buzz. There's no identifiable big fundraising outlay. Like, look, why am I seeing renderings from Mizzou? Missouri?
Well, you technically have the work that's going on for the complex. The stadium? No. I'm saying the athletic complex that Ishbia kicked the money in for.
Let me give you my non-audio response to that.
The practice facility is going to be pretty nice.
That's great. My point to you is, 3-0 is the only salvation in an otherwise miserable season, and now what is just extending to be a miserable, largely decade of state football. I need juice. I need something. Well, if there's any hope that this guy's going to come out from his slumber in the offseason and fix this team, go 3-0. Otherwise, what are you selling? Hey, come on here for the come to state. We do mediocre things. What are we selling? Yeah, right. Can't exactly. Whee! What are we doing?
Is that sign language of some sort? I haven't seen that one before.
Yeah. Up next, I'll be doing the sign language for the governor. You know, like they do the hand signals? Those people are so intense. I love those people. They're amazing.
No. You can YouTube this. You need to see the signers at rap concerts.
What?
Yeah. You know how people do sign language for the governor and all that? Rap concerts. There's this young lady, and she does signing. You're watching her. You're not watching the act. I'll just say that.
Are you?
I'm not kidding. David, you've seen it, right?
I have seen it. Yeah.
She's phenomenal. Like, you end up watching her.
Okay. Can you get me video evidence of sign language to hit him up? Can you do that for me?
I don't know about that song, but I'll find a video.
Can you do that for me? Yeah.
Wow.
Remember the song WAP? She did sign language.
Amazing.
For
okay, then.
I'll just leave it at that.
248-539. You know what? At this rate, we got plenty of scholarships available for football at state. Here you go. Here's one for you. I don't play. I don't know. Just do hand signals. 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls coming up next. All right, David, a few ticket texts. Get to the callers here. Touch the table on some football at 445. What do you have for us?
I think Michigan State should win all three, but I think they win two and finish 6-6, bowl eligible, and that is okay for me.
Yeah, okay.
Progress would be Coach Smith looking like he wants to be in East Lansing. Oh, nice game, Tom, last night. That is from Jason.
6-6 gets you right down at Ford Field. Okay.
Honestly, you know.
Now, we talked about the noon, a 2 o'clock game, December 26th.
Yeah.
Nothing says college football like that.
I don't really want to say what I was going to say.
Okay. All right.
No, because people just, they'll get all bent out of shape. And I don't need a coach to be a carnival barker. I don't need him doing stupid stuff or jumping in pools fully clothed or being a weirdo. But I mean, right now, Jonathan Smith, could we not be white Monty Williams? Could we just look like we want to be here? Could we have a little energy? Could I just find tangible evidence you're having a modicum of fun?
Yeah, I'm hoping that he's just given that almost like the Columbo vibe where he appears to be this way, but really
confused white guy? No, what vibe are we shooting for?
I'm saying he's really an evil genius and he's really smart and knows what he's doing. He's just portraying an image right now.
We have 14 kids in our recruiting class. Zero of them are four stars. Okay. It's
signing,
a bit of an issue.
Signing day is still a little bit away. Still got a little over a month.
Aha. Go ahead, David.
Someone wants me to read this. How do I join and donate to Spartans Balls Deep?
I was making a point. Other programs, you can just, hey, Ole Miss NIL, and it's the Grove Collective, and it's like zaniness, and you get things and fun, and you go, wow, there might be hope here. You type, you go to MSU NIL, you get a story about how kids almost walked off the team last year against Iowa. There's just nothing. New coaches take over. Things are supposed to be new. There's nothing.
I'm an MSU fan. I genuinely don't think they win another game this season.
Oh, come on.
Childs hits the portal and Smith is fired.
All right, listen. Hey, signed Wolverine scumbag. And I respect that level of hatred. But don't lie and say you're a State fan. Just don't. Say you're a Wolverine fan and you want to go drop, you know, money on Nick Marsh. I'd halfway respect
it. I think the end of it tells you what he really is. He just hates Childs and Smith.
Well, I was going to say, so if you're a State fan, what do you... What do you want? What are you rooting for?
He wants them fired, and he wants them in the transfer portal, so that's why he's rooting for them to lose the rest of the game.
Which I'd be fine with. Just don't make up stuff. You're not a State fan.
So right, you can go to the portal and start all over again. Okay.
3-0 for MSU to be successful. Michigan and BC losses were choke jobs. Need more of Iowa and Maryland-level performances.
Sure. Actually, need more of Iowa. Maryland was a... You were choking that game away, too, and then Nick Marsh saved you.
All right, we got a couple of people who still want to rap about the Baez thing, and then we got some State stuff. So let's go to Drew just to keep it relevant, and then we'll get to the baseball stuff. Drew, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys. Hope you're doing good. I don't think there's any way that I can be satisfied with MSU's season unless they end with a winning record. I don't care if that means they go 3-0 in the regular season for the rest of it or if they win a bowl game. They got to go 7-6 or 7-5. And I need Childs to look like the guy that we're paying $1 million or whatever it is to.
Yeah, the Childs thing, I have tried to, I don't know, Drew, it's tough because on one hand, I'm with you. And on the other hand, I have to be very candid. This is one of the worst offensive lines from a pass pro standpoint in my adult life at Michigan State. This line is, it's vomit. It's atrocious. And I mean, for a lot of the year, run game not functional. So let me get this straight. You can't run it, and you can't protect me. But yes, some of Aiden's decisions, it wouldn't matter if he had better protection. They were ridiculous decisions. So I hear you. But this offensive line is just, I can't even say what I want to call it.
No, I mean, to say, the only positive thing I can say about the offensive line, it's not as bad as last year's line. Last year's line was worse.
What's worse, this offensive line or Mel Tucker's decision-making? Probably a push.
I was about to say, no, at least for Aiden, the thing that he's still making bad choices, but I like the fact that he's throwing the ball out of bounds, that he's just not the turnover machine like he was early in the season. He's turned it over once a game, but earlier this year, it was just like 3-4 times. Like, Aiden, what are you doing? He's learning.
Oh, good. Glad we're paying to learn. Robert, 97.1. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. So I think we all agree Scott Harris is not a moron. So
No.
With everything that he stands for, he's analytically driven. He's a baseball guy. Yet he refuses to spend money or buy out anything because Javi Baez should be the bane of his existence because he doesn't do anything well. He can't hit. He strikes out a ton, and his defense is atrocious. And so what I'm fearful of is here's what our offseason is going to look like. Everybody stays, plus we're going to bring back Musty, JV, Yoan Moncada, and Whit Merrifield. I mean, it's just an absolute...
Robert, and you have every right to have that fear. And the only reason I'm not flipping out today is because I have to wait until, you know, the blood is dry in the offseason. But Robert, I start to question, okay, he says he has support from Chris Illich. Then why wouldn't you use it to buy out Javi?
Well, and I mean, why aren't you getting the fans excited saying, you don't have to go into specifics because I kind of feel like a lot of our GMs kind of say a little too much, especially Al Avila. I mean, that dude would tell you, you know, what he had for breakfast yesterday. But this team needs more talent to get more, you know, just more in, like, just to be able to grow the young kids, whether you're bringing up kids from the farm system or you've, you know, or you're making things better with the young kids that are
already there. Robert, they can package it whatever way they want. It's a bottom line game. And when you don't spend money, and you have one of the lowest payrolls in the league after a playoff miracle, it only leads people that are reasonable to one conclusion. It's that you refuse to spend. And ultimately, I don't respect it. Hope I'm wrong. I hope Alec Bregman descends on one of Rico's UFOs and we can all have a fun day. But they got to show it. They got to do it. I don't respect running a baseball team this way. Why? Because I like World Series. And only one team in 30 years has done it with a sub-average payroll. One, the 04 Marlins. That's it. It's just not difficult. We'll go to Jim in Birmingham. He'll get the last word on this deal, and we'll move along. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy? I'm sorry that took so long. What's
up? Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Feeling good? No. Hey, you know, a few segments back, you know, you brought up, you drilled down on the GM meeting.
Yeah.
And you said that the Tigers weren't living a movie. But you were wrong. You just had the wrong movie. It's not Moneyball and Brad Pitt. We're talking about John Candy and Tommy Boy. So you got Chris Illich starring as Tommy Boy, who doesn't have the ability to run an organization like the Tigers. He's doing the best he can, but, you know, that's not good enough. So, you know, if they take a chapter out of the Lions' history, you know, and put someone from the family in or get someone to run the team like Sheila Hemp Ford did with the Lions, they'll be better off. Because I think Chris is looking at, you know, he's spending his money. It's coming out of his pocketbook. And, you know, you can't look at it that way. You know, the Tigers have what? They had a payroll of like $130 million?
Oh, lower than that. Their payroll right now is projected at $80 million.
Well, you know, how does that compare with, like, the Yankees and the Mets and the other teams that made it, you know, much further than...
Oh, 20, well, if you want to be...
They're spending $300-400 million a year.
League average is what I've asked for. League average is going to be about $170 million this year. You're $90 million under league average. That's an embarrassment.
Well, you want to know something? They got to double their payroll. That means they're overspending for players to come here because nobody wants to come here if they're not going to get paid. And if they're not going to be contending for a World Series, you know, they don't want to come here. You're going to have to pay a premium. And if Chris Illich is a businessman, he realizes that. I mean, you got franchises of Little Caesars all around the world. And, you know, if you got one that's underperforming, you know, making $100 a month, you know, what do? You get in there, you spruce it up, maybe you move it across the street to the new strip center, you know, and you make it more attractive to the public to come and shop the business. And that's the position he's in right now. The window is small. He's got this opportunity, or it's going to wait another 20 years, and one of his kids will take over the team, and he'll do the business.
And Jim, listen, and I have always held this belief, and it's not specific to the Tigers. It's any of these. But a lot of times in sports, when you see owners who won't spend, they are often the children of the guy who bought the team. I mean, it's just what it is. I'm not asking him to do anything out of turn or out of pocket. But if they go through this offseason and they don't make some expenditures, I'm saying the ultimate goal is I want to have a league average payroll and win a World Series. I don't need him to spend all $90 million right now. I can't say that enough. But you got to meet me in the middle. I mean, the idea that Javi Baez on a whiteboard I'm in the world headquarters. If that legitimately is what they plan on doing is a platoon of Baez and Sweeney at short, that's insulting. It just really is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.